For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. The Connecticut Supreme Court heard arguments today on whether gun maker Remington Arms should be held liable for the 2012 Newtown School massacre. The case was brought in an appeal by a survivor and relatives of nine people killed in the shooting. Lawyers tossed out the case in 2016, saying federal law prevented the case from going before a jury. Plaintiffs are seeking to reverse that and argued their case today. WNPR's Patrick Scahill was there. Good afternoon, Patrick.
Hi, Ray.
So what does, more specifically, what were the plaintiffs asking?
Well, the basic argument of the plaintiffs is that the defendants were marketing a military-grade weapon to an untrained civilian population. And this is an argument that they've been making throughout the history of this case, which has spanned several years here in Connecticut. Specifically today at Supreme Court in Hartford, the attorney for the victim's family says, we're not saying necessarily it was negligent to sell this product, but we are saying it was negligent to market this product specifically to a demographic of younger users like the shooter at Sandy Hook. They were saying this AR-15 style weapon was packaged with a military message. In marketing materials, they cited materials using phrases like forces of opposition bow down. And because of that, they were arguing that Remington, the manufacturer, was sort of knowingly putting these lethal weapons into the hands of potentially dangerous users like the Newtown shooter.
And what did the defense have to say about that?
Well, the defense essentially said, and again, the defense in this case being the lawyer for Remington, the manufacturer of the weapon, they basically said, hey, we didn't sell it, we just made it. And under federal law, if you want to argue a negligence claim, you really do have to prove that link of personal dealing. The defense attorney says Remington wasn't directly involved in the sale. The only link, they say, if there was one, would have been between the seller and the shooter's mother, whom was murdered by the shooter before he went to the school. They say the gun was lawfully sold to and purchased by her. So that was the argument that they made throughout the history of this case, and they made it before the Supreme Court again today.
So obviously the Supreme Court will take a little bit of time before issuing a decision here. But how likely is the case to affect the federal law that protects gun companies?
Well, unlikely in the near term. As the arguments are currently structured, even if the case was allowed to proceed and go forward, and from the plaintiff's point of view was successful, it really would only set precedent in Connecticut law. But I think one of the main points that this case is trying to make, and we actually have a little sound about this, Josh Koskoff, attorney for the plaintiffs, was speaking outside of Supreme Court in Hartford today. He was saying if this case, if the appeal was reinstated, if the case was reinstated, and this case went before a jury, they'd be able to force evidence discovery on Remington, which would give them access to a lot of things. He listed them off here.
Get behind the doors of the closed meetings that Remington would have had. We hope to see the emails. We want to see the focus groups. We want to see the degree to which they deliberately were trying to ring the bells of users with the characteristics of an Adam Lanza, who obviously weren't looking for murderers, but they were ringing bells. They were ringing bells of a combat weapon.
So that sounds like that would be their case if it came that far.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, one of the things that the plaintiff's attorney has told me throughout the history of this case is that, hey, we know federal law provides really broad immunity when it comes to gun manufacturers and sellers. We know that we're fighting an uphill battle here. But if we were to get this case before a jury, even if we did lose, we might pave the way for other individuals, other classes of folks to bring these types of lawsuits against gun companies based on the evidence discovery that we brought forward.
All right. Patrick Scahill, thanks so much.
You're welcome.